I was thinking about last year's Sunday school when studying through the Kings, and one of the things that kept coming up is that the children of Israel would forget God. They would forget God, they'd serve other nations, and start following the customs and traditions of the people, other people around them, the other nations around them, and would forget to serve God. So I also know my own heart and tendencies and my ability to get distracted with everything that, with life, with going to work and taking care of my family and everything. And so I want us to take some time this morning to remember God. The way I want to do that is picked a number of scriptures. Some of them is going back to starting in Deuteronomy, where we're talking where Moses is relaying God's words to the children of Israel, and he's reminding them to remember God. And then I've picked a few other passages through the Bible, and I have some songs if we have time. So starting in Deuteronomy 6, I just see now my presenter notes aren't cooperating like I was hoping to, so see if I can figure this out. So Deuteronomy 6, this is a pretty common passage where it's talking about teaching your children to remember God. So let's be reading. I want to read this together. So please join me the sections that are bolded, all together, then I'll read the sections that aren't in bold. So Deuteronomy 6, starting there in verse 1. Now this is the commandment, the statutes and the rules that the Lord your God commanded me to teach you, that you may do them in the land to which you are going over to possess it, that you may fear the Lord your God, you and your son's son, by keeping all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, all the days of your life, and that your days may be long. Hear therefore, O Israel, and be careful to do them, that it may go well with you, and that you may multiply greatly, as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you, in a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. And when the Lord your God brings you into the land that he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give you with great and good cities that you did not build, and houses full of all good things that you did not fill, and cisterns that you did not dig, and vineyards and olive trees that you did not plant, and when you eat and are full, then take care lest you forget the Lord. Jumping forward into chapter 8, Deuteronomy 8, starting in verse 11, let's read together. Take care lest you forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments and his rules and his statutes, which I command you today, lest when you have eaten and are full and have built good houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply and your silver and gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, then your heart be lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, who led you through the great and terrifying wilderness with its fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty ground where there is no water, who brought you water out of the flinty rock, who fed you in the wilderness with manna that your fathers did not know, that he might humble you and test you to do you good in the end. Beware lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. You shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may confirm his covenant that he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. And if you forget the Lord your God and go after other gods and serve them and worship them, I solemnly warn you today that you shall surely perish. Like the nations that the Lord makes perish before you, so shall you perish, because you would not obey the voice of the Lord your God. So I read through some of this. Some of the passages feel very Old Testament-ish, but it's still good to remember. Skipping ahead to Psalm 103, this is a song of blessing God. So some of it is just blessing God, and also there's these sections in there of just remembering and claiming who God is. Let's read this, starting in verse 1 there. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as the highs the heavens are above the earth, so great is his steadfast love to those who feared him. As far as the east is from the west, so far does he remove our transgressions from us. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass, he flourishes like a flower of the field. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place knows it no more. But the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O you his angels, you mighty ones who do his word, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all his hosts, his ministers who do his will. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. In Isaiah, I want us to just read a short little excerpt, but I'm going to read some of the verses before this. So this is Isaiah relaying the words of God to the people of Israel that have been forgetting God and following other gods of the people around him. So early in the chapter, he was talking about the idols of Babylon. So I'm going to read here in verse 5 through 7 before this section here. To whom will you like me and make me equal and compare me that we may be alike? Those who lavish gold from the purse and weigh out silver in the scales, hire a goldsmith, and he makes it into a god. Then they fall down and worship. They lift it to their shoulders, they carry it, they set it in its place, and it stands there. It cannot move from its place. If one cries to it, it does not answer or save him from his trouble. Remember this and stand firm. Recall it to mind, you transgressors. Remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. Now, jumping ahead many more years, or big chunk of the Bible forward, one last picture of one way to remember God or look at God. This is Paul addressing the Areopagus, and he's in a place of lots of other idols and lots of people that don't know anything about God or are following God. And this is how he's describing God to these people. So let's read this. Acts 17, starting in verse 22. So Paul, standing in the midst of the Areopagus, said, "Men of Athens, I perceive that in every way you are very religious. For as I passed along and observed the objects of your worship, I found also an altar with this inscription, 'To the unknown God.' What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it, being Lord of heaven and earth, does not live in temples made by man, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives all mankind life and breath and everything. And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined allotted periods in the boundaries of their dwelling place, that they should seek God and perhaps feel their way toward him and find him. Yet he is actually not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being. As even some of your own poets have said, we are indeed his offspring. Thank you for helping with that. Let's next sing, as we end this time of remembering God, we'll sing number song 521, Be Still and Know. So, Bo, would you lead that?
You strong.